Hello and welcome to KIOS at the Movies. I'm your host, Joshua LeViewer. Today I'm joined by filmmaker Rachel Williamson to discuss her new short film, Juice, which is premiering at the Omaha Film Festival.
It really struck me in this film just how visually striking it is. I'm already familiar with you as an actor, and full transparency, you're going to be in a film that we're shooting, that is one of my films that we're shooting this summer.
Yes.
And I just love you as an actor, and I love your screen presence. But seeing you come here as a director with this film, it had such a strong vision, just as far as set design, just colors, and the stylistic approach to the film. And I'm curious, you know, where does that come from? What was your influences? What were you thinking of whenever you came up with that?
My biggest influences, specifically if we're talking about color and set, comes from But I'm a Cheerleader, 1999, Jamie Babbitt. Love that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, one of the best. So that's also where a lot of the absurd humor and kind of weirdly spot-on dialogue comes into play, is from But I'm a Cheerleader. A lot of the story and some of the shots come from Repulsion, which is a movie I love. Don't love the filmmaker, but I love the movie, and I love Catherine, who's the star of that. So that's where the biggest inspirations come from. The vision for it,
which I think is really funny, because I texted you right after I watched the film, and I was like, am I picking up Repulsion vibes?
Yes.
Because I love the way that the horror in that film is shot.
Yeah.
It's so striking, and there's just something about it that just feels almost kind of timeless, and I really picked up on that with your film. And also love Catherine Deneuve, and I saw you thanked her in the credits.
Yes, yes. Big shout out to Catherine Deneuve. She's great.
It's a really interesting approach as far as the humor and the horror, because the film looks so beautiful. And one of my favorite kind of approaches to horror is to put you in a beautiful space.
Yeah.
Right? You're dressed so like ethereal, and you're in this very mid-century modern place with like oranges and blues and all these colors, and of course you're dealing with juice, with fruit.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of colors there, and so you're in this kind of beautiful space, but there's something very ominous about it. Can you talk a little bit about the story, and how would you kind of pitch it to people that haven't seen it?
So the story, I would just say is what the log line is, which is the fruity delusions of an isolated woman turn sour when an unexpected visitor disrupts her fantastical morning. It's very dreamy. It's very experimental. It doesn't really follow a traditional narrative. There's a lot in there that is not specifically stated. But something interesting that you keep saying is you keep saying a horror film. And I think that that's great that you get that, because I haven't been sure when I've been submitting it to other festivals. I'm like, do I submit this in the horror genre, or what? Like, what is it? Because there's a lot of different genres in it, and the horror is so beautiful and so quick, really, too, that I wasn't sure if horror was really a word you'd use to describe it. So it's cool to hear you say that.
I mean, I just think of imagery of, you know, people on juice fasts and maybe obsessed with health and maybe their body, and they're very beautiful on the outside, but there's always kind of something just lingering that's a little bit scary in all of us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head. There's definitely a deeper meaning behind juice, is this woman is trying to process some trauma that she went through, and she's kind of using the juice to fix herself, but of course that's silly. You know, it's really about connection with other people is what will heal us, but this woman has isolated herself instead, and so then you see what that isolation can do to somebody.
I'd like to thank Rachel Williamson for joining me today. You can catch her short film Juice in the Nebraska Shorts section on Friday, March 14th at 8:25 p.m. at the Omaha Film Festival at Exarvin Cinema. Next, I'd like to quickly highlight a standout film from this year's Omaha Film Festival, Eric LaRue. The film marks Michael Shannon's directorial debut, Judy Greer delivers a heartbreaking performance as a mother grappling with the aftermath of a horrific act committed by her son. Meanwhile, Alexander Skarsgård gives a strikingly vulnerable performance as her husband, who spirals into an extreme version of evangelicalism. Eric LaRue is a film that's not to be missed. It screens at Omaha Film Festival on Saturday, March 15th at 12:15 p.m. And before I go, I also had the opportunity to interview the stars of the 1986 cult classic Rad. To celebrate Rad Day on March 20th, you can find that conversation at KIOS.org. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LaBure.